Welcome to Booking the Territory, a pro wrestling podcast hosted by Mike Mills and Doc Turner. This podcast is all about what's going on in the world of professional wrestling. And now, here's your host, Mike Mills.
All right, fans, welcome back and thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Booking the Territory. This week, I have a very special guest on, and she is none other than the one and only Trina Michaels. Oh yeah, Booking the Territory fans, I am definitely talking about the Trina Michaels. Before we get into the show, I need to say thanks to my sponsors as usual. First off, we are sponsored by Jason Smith, your trusted Farmers Insurance advisor. Jason works in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and he can help you out with all of your insurance needs, from auto, home, commercial, life, and health in the great state of Texas. Even if you have Farmers already, still contact Jason Smith for a free assessment and quote. I had another Farmers Insurance agent myself that didn't stop me from saving about $400 on my home coverage. You can contact Jason directly at 972-834-2516 and on Twitter at YourInsuranceGuy1, or you can email him at Jason@GoodGuyLLC. All of his contact information is on the podcast Facebook page, so visit my site if you weren't able to jot that information down. I also want to say thanks, as always, to Teenage Wrestling Palace, our longtime original sponsor of the Booking the Territory Wrestling Podcast. They are located in Grand Prairie, Texas at Traders Village, for those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. They are your one-stop shop for all of your wrestling memorabilia needs. Give my buddy Arturo a call, even if you're not in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, at 469-337-8537. He can help you out. Trust me, they will ship anywhere. Last but not least, I want to say thanks to Better Choices. Better Choices was co-founded by healthy lifestyle coaching duo Eric and Malika Beal of New Orleans, Louisiana. When it comes to healthy lifestyle tips, recipes, meal planning, motivation and support, or personal healthy lifestyle coaching, Better Choices is the vehicle to get you there. Whether your goal is to lose 10 pounds or 100 plus, Better Choices can help you get it done. The owners of Better Choices, Eric and Malika, both have lost weight and they understand that road. Combined, they've lost 300 pounds and that was 9 years ago. The thing is, they have kept it off. Connect with them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, or Pinterest. They are at Better Choices CO and their website is www.betterchoices.co. Another thing about Better Choices, they have just recently launched their weekly, from what I understand, Healthy Choices Lifestyle or Better Choices Lifestyle podcast of their own. Just go to Podbean and search Better Choices CO and you will find it. Very good information about that they share. Again, it's free stuff, free for you. Hopefully you can look it up and you'll enjoy the knowledge that they share. All right, so on to this week's episode, fans. Doc Turner is off this week, but wait until you hear why. I'm not going to spoil it right now. You'll have to wait until after the interview with Trina Michaels and I. However, in Doc's absence, I have on a very special guest, Hardbody Harper from Wildcat Sports and Entertainment. He will walk with me through the Twitter questions, Facebook questions from this week from all of you listeners and fans and that we appreciate weekly. Keep them coming. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Mike504Saints and at BTT_podcast. Like I always tell you, if you send it to us, I will include it on air. I never get enough, but there's not an amount that's too many at this point in time. So make sure you send them in. Tweet us at BTT_podcast. You can also follow me on my personal at Mike504Saints if you'd like. Again, also Facebook. We're on facebook.com/bookingtheterritory. Give us a like on there. I also post a lot of the shows there for you to click on very easily. Last but not least, subscribe to us on iTunes, Podbean, or on Stitcher, whichever one you use. It works for us. Just that's where you can find us. And just search Booking the Territory. It will come up. Again, this week's show guest is Trina Michaels. Trina walked through just many aspects of her career when it comes down to wrestling with me. We also chat about a few other things. Y'all know who Trina Michaels is. I don't have to tell y'all again. So with that being said, I'm going to throw it over to my interview and discussion with the one and only Trina Michaels. And then right after that, it will be myself and Hardbody Harper from Wildcat Sports and Entertainment breaking down the week that was in professional wrestling. Thanks, fans. Let's get to that interview.
All right, y'all, like I promised, back on the BTT on the Booking the Territory podcast, I got the one and only Trina Michaels. So, Trina, last time we talked, it was very brief, probably only about 8-9 minutes as you were promoting the August 15th Wildcat X rated show. So, what's going on, Trina?
Thanks for having me back on, man.
Hey, anytime. So, all right. Well, I kind of know a little bit about your how you got started in wrestling just from doing research. You weren't a fan, is that right?
I'm
You were
sorry?
never like a wrestling. You were not a wrestling fan like growing up. Is that
Oh,
correct?
I'm not like a diehard fan, and I definitely did not grow up with it. I grew up in a very conservative, churchy home, so I kind of got into it when I was, like leaving home, 18, 19. I was, definitely a fan. That started the spark within me. That I will never forget the first live event that I went to, and just that energy and that excitement. I after that I never really thought much about it, and then through my other career in Los Angeles, I made contacts in the wrestling world and got asked to do a show. And after that first one, I guess I was bit by the bug, and it's been a crazy 6 years since then. So.
It's addictive. I can. I mean, I'm
Yeah.
like one thing you don't. The way I know Luke is I was an independent pro wrestler back in the mid 90s all the way through the mid 2000s. So
Cool.
that's how he and I know each other. And then of course we, both from New Orleans. So there's a natural, you're in the same area. So eventually you cross paths, right? Yeah. Unlike you, I was a huge fan as a kid growing up, back in the 70s and 80s. So, but I did not, I knew you weren't like a huge fan, and then you kind of got into it. So like, who was your, like the first promotion that you worked for? 'Cause you said you got a call to do a show.
Well, the very first one I did was the XPW reunion show. I guess I was a little bit more tits and ass geared. just coming out to, show off and whatever. And then after that, a local show out in Los Angeles asked if I wanted to do their show too, and I was like, yeah, cool. And I got paired with a tag team, and we just started doing stuff together, and it was awesome. It was fun.
Now,
And
hey,
then
are you originally from California?
I am San Francisco, yes, but I am Miami based now, so West Coast or East
Man.
Coast. It
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey, Miami's a hell of a city to live
is.
in.
I love it. I'm a big beach girl, so I love being in the tropics and the hot weather and all that.
Oh yeah, you loving it then. That's the place to be in. If you like the beach and you like, kind of nightlife, I guess, Miami,
Yes.
I guess that's the place to be.
They do have a big nightlife. I don't get to go out
Yeah.
as much as I used to, but whatever.
I hear you. I hear you. So like wrestling wise, I mean, 'cause it's a wrestling podcast. I'm sure
It
people will, I'm sure people would be like, well, why don't you ask her about her other career? I'll get to that if you want to
is.
talk about it. But wrestling career. So I know when we first talked, a month ago before the Wildcat show, you were talking about you're pretty much a valet. So that tell me from your point of view, now do you want to do do you would you like to be more involved as a wrestler, or do you really, really enjoy the valet part of it?
I get that question a lot, and to be honest, like, I got mad respect for wrestlers, and I could do it. There's no reason I couldn't, but I enjoy being a manager, and I also enjoy the fact that there aren't a lot of strong managers in general, and there's definitely not a lot of strong female managers. So that's why I've made it my focus, and I don't think there's a big reason for me to be labeled as a wrestler. I think the manager part is good. And it gives me an opportunity to work with different people and different promotions and stuff, so.
Hey, no, you actually hit the nail on the head. Like, the wrestling business nowadays is void of like really good quality managers. I mean, besides Paul Heyman, which God, I love him. I've never met him, but oh my God, he's
Brilliant
just,
genius.
oh geez, he's a mad scientist. But you hit the nail on the head. I mean, like, it, actually the business is devoid of it, there's a big void of actually quality managers. And like in WWE, the only one there is really a Paul Heyman.
It's
I
Paul,
don't
yeah.
really,
I
yeah.
don't think they
So
need another one. But,
no. Two Paul Heymans would be dangerous.
like for me, because of my past and the name that I bring with it, I think it lends itself more to being a manager, because whoever I associate myself with, you know, whoever I am valeting or managing, whatever, it gives them the attention that comes along with me, you know. So I think that's what a manager should be, you know.
Yeah,
I'm here to bring you attention and to help get you over, you know, that is my job. So
I got you. Yeah, no, I hear you on that. There's just not a lot of quality managers, so the fact that you are embracing it and running with it, it's a good thing. I mean, I don't see that there's nothing but a positive part of that. So, I mean, especially the thing about managers too, like I was just thinking about it when I said in WWE, I mean, I guess you could consider like a Lana or, you know, Summer Rae, I guess they're managers. I don't know. They're not really. I don't know, not so much. I remember, you know, I saw you that one time, and it was you and who was on that? Who was there with Matt? Was it Rebby Sky?
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean,
she's not
y'all were
manager. She's just the girlfriend, wife. You know.
Yeah. Right. No. I hear you. But what I was thinking was that night. I mean, I don't know if y'all mixed it up, but y'all had the fans believing y'all about to kill each other at certain points.
Yeah.
If my memory's good.
Yes, we did. Me and Ruby had a little brawl on the outside of the ring, and I can never tell with her if she doesn't like me or if she does. I really can't tell, so, you know, whatever.
I
got respect for everybody, but whatever.
No, I can hear you on that one. Nah, that was a hell of a show, man. I actually was there. That was my kid's first event that they ever went to.
Awesome.
Yeah, they had a blast. They were like, at the time they were 8 and 5, so yeah, they had a blast. My wife hates wrestling. She's like, this is so stupid. But you know, I it's whatever.
Fun,
that's just her
opinion.
well, you know what's funny? She watches Total Divas, which is not wrestling. I don't want to, like, don't get me wrong, Trina, I'm not making a comparison between that and wrestling, but you know, she watches that and enjoys it, and that's like she'll put on Facebook, this is about the closest I'll get to watching wrestling. So, whatever. but no. Going back to the whole management thing. I think that's cool that you embrace it and like it, because again, not a lot of people actually do it. And from what I can see, I mean, you get a lot of bookings with it. It seems like, so you must be doing something right.
I've been trying. Yeah. You know, mostly my focus for the last, like, year or so has been a lot here in Florida. I've been working with I do Full Impact Pro pretty much every month. And, you know, I have my tag team group, and we've been the champions and stuff. And we've just been working other shows around the state of Florida and just trying to get that brand and that name out there. So it's been pretty good.
Yeah, and in Florida, man, it's packed down there. There's a million and one promotions, isn't there?
Yeah,
I mean,
there's lots.
I'm just thinking of
like
NXT's there. Yeah. Well, I was about to go down the list. Like, of course, NXT's there, and TNA does their tapings and whatnot. But even indies wise, I mean, how many? There's tons of them, aren't there?
There are. There's quite a few. So I try to be like a little bit selective, as much as I would like to be on every show that I can. I try to be a little selective, because I feel that makes my name and my character a little bit more desirable, I guess you could say. You know, I don't do that many, so if you want to see me, you have to come to this show.
Yeah. And if it's not to the point where, like, you have to take the booking, like, it's, you know, where you really, you can be selective with it, I should say. It's more positive for you. I get that. Yeah, that makes sense. Hey, so I will ask, though, do promoters, and I don't think this, but do promoters, like, shy away from booking you because of your career? I think that's stupid, and here's why. Let me tell you my reasoning. Because
yes, I want to hear this.
My kids, well, no, I brought my kids to an event that you were at. I don't think nothing of it. I mean, it didn't even cross my mind. But I've heard, like, you know, people will go, oh, well, how could I bring my kids? I'm like, man, my kids are sitting there watching wrestling. They don't know. They're like 8 and 5. Who
exactly?
They don't have a clue. Like,
and the kids have no idea, you know. So
right,
that should
exactly
be the last thing that you're worried about. And I don't go out to the ring promoting my adult career. That's not what I'm there for, you know.
Right. Exactly.
You know, and it's funny because a lot of times the kids hate me so much more than the adults, and the kids say the rudest things and get in my face and yell at me. And
cracks
me up. I think it's hilarious, but I have fun turning around and yelling back at them.
Yeah, so, which is right, which is what you should do. If you're doing your job,
yeah.
I mean, give it to them.
Yep.
Yeah, no, yep. I hear you on that one. No, I just asked that question because I'm like, I can see adult promoters who don't know any better. And there are shows out there on the indies going, oh, I can't book her. What about the kids at my show? Well, idiot, the kids don't know what she does for a living.
All the time. All the
which
time.
Is dumb.
Like, the biggest cop-out excuse ever. Like,
it is.
Grow some balls and book me already. Like, stop worrying about
oh,
that.
Okay. Yeah. Come up with a different excuse, buddy, because that ain't working.
Yes.
That's not flying.
Yes.
That ain't flying. No, I told my wife, I was like, I was telling her, I was like, I got an interview tonight, and we're gonna do something for the podcast. And he's like, oh, who are you interviewing? She always asks me. So I'm like, Trina Michaels. She's like, isn't that the girl we saw that time at the show? I'm like, yeah, that's her. And she's like, oh, like,
okay.
And. She didn't think anything. No, she didn't think anything. It wasn't that. It just was like, she always asked me, like I said, who I'm talking to. Half the time,
yeah.
She don't even know who they are. But, and again, I was there with my family and didn't think anything of it. That's why I asked that question, because it would seem stupid on a promoter's immature part that they would even worry about that part.
Yeah, you would be surprised how many times I hear that. Oh, well, I run out of church, so I can't have you on my show.
Oh my God.
No, that's exactly why you should have me on your show, because it creates controversy and controversy. So kick it.
That's right. That's right. Well, the reason I said "Oh my God" is because, hey, I'm a firm believer in God. But I will say this, man: some of the biggest sinners in the world go to church every Sunday.
Yep.
And then they leave and go sin, and Trina, they leave and they go sin again.
Yep.
Not even 2 minutes out of church, they're sinning. look, hey, I can get into a whole debate, not debate, but discussion on that. I got a good friend of mine who says it all the time. He's like, man, he's church going and everything, goes to church every Sunday. He goes, I can't stand people that judge people. He goes, you know why? Because you sinning just in a different way than I'm sinning. Because
yep.
He was talking about, he's not married. He was talking about having premarital sex with me. I'm like, hey, man, I will never judge you for that. That's what I told him. And he's like, it's cool. He goes, it just amazes me at the people that will judge you. And he goes, they're sinning differently. You know, they're just doing something different to sin. But they want to judge you. So it's neither here nor there.
I'm the terrible, horrible person, yes.
Nah.
I'm pretty sure my soul is a lot cleaner than most of the people sitting in church.
Hey, you know what's funny? That's not, like, when I say that's funny, you're right. That's so true. So true. all right. So moving on wrestling wise, you kind of fell into, I guess, the role of valet, and you pretty much don't, you said you don't have a desire really to be a wrestler. You're fine with the whole valet thing. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. Do you think does your career hurt you in any way as far as, like, God, I don't even want to bring up TNA with how bad that is right now. I don't blame it on the guys. Like, I think the guys are working their tails off. I blame it on management. But, like,
management,
a company like WWE, TNA, or Ring of Honor, something like that, do you think they hold things, like, someone with your career, would they hold, like, does that stop you?
Do they hold
it
against me?
Yeah.
I mean, when I first got into wrestling, I never had any illusion that I could get into WWE. They obviously would never accept me. although I do think it's important to always work your ass off as if that is your ultimate goal.
Right.
But I know, yeah, I know they would never take me. Although I do think it's funny because they've had other porn chicks on their shows, you know, back when it was not
the Attitude Era.
So yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, so whatever, you know, WWE's whatever. TNA, I have no idea. I would think they would be a little bit more lenient. Who knows? ROH is, I guess, kind of my ultimate goal, I guess you could say, a realistic
mm-hmm.
goal.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked to people, you know, different people throughout the couple years, and I don't know if they're just looking for more from me, that, or they're really just not willing to take the risk. I'm not sure. I don't know.
A lot of times,
Ring of Honor is an obtainable goal, hopefully in the near future. So.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say a lot of times it's timing too. Like,
yeah.
One thing I noticed about the wrestling business, there's a lot of talented guys who have not gotten breaks. I mean, Luke is one of them. I mean, Briggs just hasn't gotten that chance to showcase himself and for that large company to put him in a role. And he's not alone. I mean, there's more than just him. And I say that to say, even for somebody like you, you could be doing the greatest job you can. If there's not an opening or a role that they
mm-hmm.
see fit, like an ROH or a TNA, they're just, you know, if the role,
yeah. That is one drawback with being a manager is that it relies on me having, you know, someone to manage. So, you know, like you're saying, if they don't have the right wrestler to put me with, then, you know, I get overlooked. So, but
yeah,
it is what it is. So, and there's this day and age, there's so many opportunities on the indie scene, you know. So right now, just keep plugging away at that. So.
Yeah, I think I was telling somebody, a friend of mine, the indies to me right now, maybe it's just from afar because I don't go to a lot of shows. I go to a few that I know that have friends that are in them and stuff. But the indies to me right now are hot. And what I mean by that is when I got into the business in 96, it was hot. Like, wrestling was hot again, and the indies that I was on, at least, they were drawing really good. That's when the NWO was hot and whatnot, and the Attitude Era was starting. And then I can remember, like, early 2000s and the mid-2000s, by the time I got out of it, the indies were just getting bad. I mean, it was every Tom, Dick, or Harry who, you know, could buy a ring would throw a show together. But now,
yeah.
I've noticed, I see pictures from around the country. There are plenty of indies that are doing really, really well. Although
mm-hmm.
in Florida, where you're working, how are the indies doing? Because, I mean, I know what, you know, NXT and TNA are doing, but I don't get a lot of information about the indies down in Florida.
Yeah. As far as Florida goes, I actually think I work for the best indie promotions there are. There's, you know, like I said, FIP, Full Impact Pro, that runs in Tampa. They are part of the WWN Live Network, so I personally consider them, like, the top indie in Florida. And then down in Miami, I also work for Ronin, which they're still kind of new, but they've been putting out a really good product, good talent, and pretty good turnout with the crowd as well. So, that's the Florida promotions for you. You were saying, you know, promotions across the country that are kind of coming up. You know, out in California, you have, like, Lucha Underground become a really big thing. Hood Slam has been blown up lately, so.
Wait, hold on. I'm glad you said that because by the time this airs in early to mid-September, it would have been over a month, but I am I'm presently – so we're just coming off of my discussion with Drugs Bunny from Hood Slam. He was on my show. Yeah. He was on my show. And my plan is, I may have gotten to a few more of them by the time this airs, but my plan is to sit down and talk to as many folks as I can from Hood Slam because I popped like a freaking 4-year-old that had just seen wrestling for the first time in my life, the first time I saw some Hood Slam stuff.
Yeah.
So I didn't mean to interrupt you, but when you said hood slam, I was like, oh my God, yes, yes.
Yes, yeah, I definitely have to give them a shout out. I actually had the opportunity to work for them, so that's a little bit of a reason I threw out their name. But you know, they've become this huge success, and you
yeah.
never would have expected it. You know, if you see their stuff, you wouldn't think that they would blow up like that. But they've become so popular, it's crazy. But yeah, I got the chance to work for Hood Slam during this past WrestleMania when they were in San Jose, so which is actually
okay.
my hometown. So I
oh, you're from okay, so you're from
Bay
San Jose,
Area girl. So okay. it was pretty cool to be out there. But yeah, I got to do their shows the whole weekend. What is it? Entertainia 2, 3, and 4, and then
yeah, Entertainia.
Yeah. So look up Entertainia 2, 3, and 4. You can see me out there with the Butabi brothers, the Party Boys. we had some fun. It was cool, you know. And as we're on the topic of managers, so you know, like I thought that they gave me a really good chance to you know, come in and do my thing and shine as a manager and do my job. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. Now, did you work, so you worked more than one show when you were out there for Mania Weekend?
I did, yeah.
Okay, okay. Did you manage the same person?
The same people
all...
every night, yeah.
Okay, same people, that's what I meant. Okay. Yeah, they're, like, here's how I heard about them. I was listening to a podcast, and MVP talked about that show you were at, those shows, because he was there, or
yeah,
he was at
one
of them.
Yeah, he was there one of the nights, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So MVP goes, hey, he's like, I ain't trying to down WWE and what they did, you know, for WrestleMania weekend. He goes, but the funnest, the best thing I saw all weekend was this company called Hood Slam. And then he went on to talk about a couple of the characters or whatever you want to call it. Even he said, I think characters, but he goes, man, they had this dude named Drugs Bunny that comes out with the powder. So that's who I interviewed. That's the very first interview I had from Hood Slam. And man, I'm telling you, he talked a little bit about the Hood Slam history. I'm going to get, like I said, a couple of more of them on. Well, I'm going to get as many of them on as I can so they can talk about it.
You
but
should.
From what I, from everybody I know now, including you, that talked about Hood Slam, they're like, you don't know what you're missing. You got to see this. So
nah, it's crazy. Like, their characters are hilarious. Like, I knew a little bit about them, and then when I got there, the first show, and I'm watching all the characters come out, I'm like, this is so awesome. Like,
this is insane.
Like,
it's insane. I YouTubed it. I YouTubed it when MVP said it.
And they put on an amazing show, and they actually really have, you know, good talent that, you know, goes out there and puts on a great performance, so...
That's what everybody.
Which is
well,
because they're you know they've got this crazy image, but they're actually really talented.
That's what everybody like. My friend Bull or Manimal. That's what he says. I've talked to a few people that know the workers out there, and they're like, look, they come out there in these characters and gimmicks, but like at the end of the day, they can work like. They're legit, freaking, really, really, really good at what they do. Don't let the character or the gimmick fool you. And sure enough, like what I've seen on YouTube from them, because I won't even lie, I've told this story on my show. The very first time I saw it was Drugs Bunny. Like I literally typed in Drugs Bunny in YouTube, and it's freaking 11:30 at night, and my wife's trying to sleep, and I can't stop laughing. Just freaking hilarious laughing at this dude coming out snorting baby powder and blowing in the air and whatnot. But I then went and watched them wrestle. Like I watched a couple of the girls like Brittany Wonder and whatnot. It was a couple of them. I'm like, damn, they know what they're doing. They're in that ring mixing it up. It's some good stuff. So it's just funny you brought up Hood Slam. Anybody who listens to my show knows that I rave about them. There's a few promotions in this country I rave about, and that's one of them. So. Yeah, they do some good stuff. Well, that's cool. I didn't know you worked for them. I had no idea.
Yeah.
That is freaking awesome. So yeah, so no, like going on what we were saying, the indies are definitely on fire again, and I think that's a good thing, you know, especially for folks like you who are trying to get out there and make a name for it and do your thing and continue to work. So I gotta ask this question about because I think the WWE is full of crap. you've probably been asked. I'm sure you've been asked this before. Do you think they're crazy to not let to like separate themselves from China? I don't want to say not let her in the Hall of Fame, but it's just kind of like
yes,
like not even Hall of Fame. I'm just talking about just in general. It just seems like they're kind of like, oh, she's taboo at this point.
Yeah,
and I think it's really dumb.
She's jaded, not jaded, but I guess taboo is a good word. Oh, that's an interesting subject.
Now, I don't, and I ask that not knowing if you know China. Like when I ask you that, I don't know if you know her personally.
Her, but I do know, you know, that she came. She went backwards for me. You know, obviously she had all of her wrestling stuff and a huge success with that, and then you know.
Right.
Recently did some movies.
mm-hmm.
So I've gone the opposite way. You know, and I think it really sucks that they are not acknowledging all of her amazing talent and hard work that she did when she was with the WWE. And I think
right.
they should be acknowledging that instead of, you know, looking at what she's doing now. I mean, maybe she needs a paycheck. She needs a way to keep her name out there again. You know, like, that shouldn't degrade all of her work that she did in the ring.
Yeah, I think I can agree with that. Here's the thing. I say that because I'm not a China fan. I mean, I never was like somebody who was like, oh, yeah, she's so great. But I just feel like when you contribute to an era
mm-hmm.
in wrestling, there are probably far worse things that somebody could do than what she did, and it's like they kind of just judge her, and it's like, oh well,
yeah.
no. That's what I don't like. That's my gripe. But and I support WWE. I actually think you know, I kind of understand what they're dealing with. Dealing with corporate America, they have to. That's just their role now. I think if people realize that's what they have to do when you have shareholders and whatnot. You have to fit
a
corporate mold.
Yes, it becomes a very different ball game, and it's all very, you know.
Right.
You've got to keep the shareholders happy, so.
Right, so I understand that part. But I also don't like when you kind of, you know, remove people from the history, if not for without rightful reason. It's different if they do something that they deserve to be removed. I don't think she did anything that deserved to be removed. I mean, she didn't go out there and kill anybody.
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
if she did the same thing you're probably going to do tonight in your bedroom.
She did it on a movie, right? You know, does that make her like this terrible human being? Not really.
Not at all. I agree with you. I understand that, you know, the fact that they have shareholders now, and that's what happens when you become a corporate business, but it definitely does suck.
The shareholders run it too. Like, most people just need to realize that they completely run it. I mean,
people with the money make the world go round, right?
it's just the way it works nowadays. So, I'm trying to think if I got anything else, Trina. I really appreciate you coming on. Like I said, let me tell you what happened. Luke texted me after he did my show. Again, I've been knowing him forever. He goes, you think you want Trina Michaels on? I was like, man, I'm not going to turn down anybody you send me. Like, that's what I'm thinking to myself. Because, you know, he's not going to send me anyone that shouldn't be on the show. So I'm like, hell yeah. He's like, all right, I'll set it up. So the reason you probably got a text this week is, it's like almost 2 weeks ago now. I go, hey, man, I'm just letting you know, if you text me after Sunday, I ain't going to get it because I'm going to be, you know, out at sea. And he's like, oh, shit, I forgot. Damn it. You know, he's busy. He's busy. He's only wrestling and running a promotion. So then I guess he texted you yesterday, and that's what got the ball rolling.
The ball rolling,
on us getting on the show. So next time you talk to him, this is the running joke that I have and a couple of his close friends have. I tell him he's the coolest asshole in the world. So
the coolest asshole. All right.
Yeah.
perfect.
It is. He's the coolest asshole in the world. But, hey, no. I definitely appreciate you coming on, and I know when you were on the show a few weeks ago, I let you go ahead and plug your stuff. So, go ahead and do your Twitter and Facebook thing again, and let people know where they can find you and where they can get in touch with you at. And go ahead and share that with everybody.
All right, the good old social media plugs. You can follow me on Twitter at Trina Michaels. And if you want to follow my wrestling drama, then you can follow at Trina Mania. I have a Facebook. I don't ever update it. I don't accept my friend requests. So good luck with that. And YouTube. my YouTube channel is Trina Michaels Videos with an S on the end. Go check it out.
All right. So y'all heard that. So and just so everyone knows, Trina is the most popular person I've had on this podcast yet. She's got 340,000 more followers than me at this point.
That's right. You know what? So, it's so dumb. Like, I hate social media, but I am pretty damn proud of the fact that I have 300,000 followers. So,
let me tell you how it's cool. Like, I'm kind of a social media person, but then I'm not, if that makes any sense. What I mean by that is, what I don't like is, you know, people try to get in touch with you, and if you don't answer right away, they think you're acting funny and whatnot, and you're really not. Yeah. You're just kind of, like, busy, and you have a life. I mean, I'm like, you know.
Yeah, like, I don't spend my day sitting on my phone checking Twitter. Like.
Yeah, you know, so, like, that's the part of it that I don't like. Now, I will tell you, like, from running a podcast and whatnot,
yes.
The most beautiful thing on the planet, because I couldn't get the word out for the show if I did not have a Facebook page. The show didn't have a Facebook page, and the show didn't have Twitter. And I didn't have my personal Twitter. I mean, like, in just a couple months' time, I don't know, I think I'm up to 2,200 fans on, like, Facebook and whatnot. So it's or 2,500 at this point. So, yeah, without social media, I couldn't do that. But I'm like you. It's like I'm not on my phone all day. I do work for a living. I can't, you know.
I have, like,
I'm
a real life.
Well, and I can only imagine in the tweets you get. I don't even want
to. There's definitely some weirdos, like. Do you talk this way to normal people or just extroverted people? Like,
people really ask that type of stupidity?
Oh yes.
Oh, sure, they tweet you.
Button. Like, you're an ass. Shut up.
Okay, so that's a question. So, okay, how often do you have to block people? Like, for real?
you know, I'm actually a nice person, so I don't use a block button very much.
Okay.
I just ignore you. But yeah, there's some really stupid people.
Oh my god.
Yes,
I can
and
only
social
imagine.
Media brings them all out.
Well, yeah, you know, it's that whole, like, keyboard warrior mentality that social media has created on society. It's like you're not in front of the person, so you just figure, you know, you can just say whatever you want without any repercussions, and that'd be that. And it's not how it is. So just stupidity that people do. So but y'all heard it here. So Trina, I appreciate you coming on again, fans. So make sure y'all follow
Thanks
on Twitter.
All right, fans, I hope y'all enjoyed that interview I had with Trina Michaels. Trina was gracious enough to come back after she sat down with me a few weeks ago, right before the Wildcat X Rated show. And this has been a bit of a weird week, because usually, as you know, I got my buddy Doc Turner on, who does the podcast with me. Doc, unfortunately, was not able to make it this week, and let me just tell you why. I'm going to quote Doc. Doc says, "I need a brain break from answering some of these idiotic questions that are asked. Therefore, I'm taking this week off and possibly next as well to get back my mental sanity. These stupid questions that people like Adam ask weekly are making me mentally irregular." Well, when I got this news, I figured I'd do the show myself this week. But then I thought, you know what? I need to bring someone on that could possibly be worse than Doc. So although Doc is pretty bad sometimes and it's kind of mean on his commentary, I figured it might be worth to introduce you all to someone new. So the person I chose to bring on this week is Hardbody Harper from Wildcat Sports and Entertainment. Harper, what's happening tonight, man?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm hanging, man.
Yeah.
Take it easy on me tonight. I know you. I know you're not short on words usually, man. You like to kind of go off on the fans and whatnot. So.
What happened to your boy? He had a mental what?
The dude said he needed a brain break from answering. See, I know you didn't listen to the last couple episodes.
No, because I have things to do.
Okay. Understandable. So here's what happened, man. We got a Facebook fan named Adam who always sends us messages and tweets and whatnot. And I'm sorry, not tweets, but Facebook messages.
Uh-huh.
Adam sent in a couple of questions, and Doc kind of, like, shot on him, man. He just kind of went off on the dude. He told him he was stupid. He basically said the best part of him ran down his mother's leg and
That's
whatnot.
Nice. That's real classy.
That's real classy. So Doc just was like, I'm not joining today. I need to keep my mental stability in check. So before I become mentally irregular, I'm not joining. I'm taking a week or two off. So I figured nobody to better do the show this week than you.
Well, something tells me probably Andrew was probably never had
Adam.
An intimate moment with a woman, if you will. And he probably buys Star Wars. He probably buys Star Wars shirts from Walmart off the clearance rack. And he probably enjoys the extra value meal at McDonald's a little too much.
You're talking about Adam.
That's right. That, because I deal with people like that constantly. Hey, man, I saw you. Great. Go to the gym. Hey, man, great show. Great. Have you heard of Diet Coke? A girlfriend. I mean, go on Plenty of Fish or something, man. Get away from me.
Okay. All right. Like I said, fans, I think Harper's going to be worse than my buddy Doc Turner, who's normally pretty mean to our fans. So anyway.
Is he a real doctor?
He actually is a real doctor. He's actually a real doctor. Not a medical doctor, but he's a real doctor. He's a good dude. He can be an asshole to the fans, but he's a good dude. All
right.
Yeah. All right. So you know how this works by this point, fans. We take your Twitter. We take your Facebook questions and thoughts and comments from the week that was in wrestling. With that said, I'm going to jump into the first one. And, Harper, I'll throw it at you as I read them. First one is from Soul Stormer from Twitter. He says, the Ascension is dead in the main roster as well as NXT. He also said, I was born a wrestling and MMA fan, and you're doing a great job. Also, keep Sting in the tag division on your watch. So, Harper, I got a question, man. Did you see what happened with Ascension last night?
No, what happened to him?
They pretty much died again. I mean, they did the jizz out. Well, I don't say job, but they jobbed out too. Who's that? Ambrose and Rob.
It seems like that's kind of what their status is now, and I don't know. I don't know why they're like that. Why you want to bring them in just to squash them?
Hey, how often do you watch NXT? Because they did the same thing Wednesday night.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, bro. I got the network, and the things I soak myself into is the old school stuff I watched as a kid. I watched the old, you know, Bobby Heenan, Piper, Flair, the old school stuff that I watched as a child. I mean, that's like Christmas to me when I watched old stuff. And to be honest, I watched NXT maybe once or twice, so I couldn't tell you who's who or what's going on there.
I mean, like you said, you're a busy man. You ain't got time for that, right?
Right. Look, I have beautiful women, a.k.a. Latinas, trying to get into my house. So, hey, I have things to do.
Places to go.
I got J-Lo on freaking Monday. I got Shakira on Tuesday. Come on, man. I ain't got time to play with that.
God damn. Yeah, you're a busy dude, brother. All right. With that being said, so we done found out we learned a little bit about Harper already. Harper is from Wildcat Sports and Entertainment. He's got J-Lo and Shakira all lined up on a weekly basis. Really good stuff. Hey, from my buddy at Clifton611, Twitter says, I thought the start of the Dusty tournament was okay. I don't know why Apollo Crews takes so much offense from the jobbers. I totally agree, and since Harper doesn't really watch NXT,
they must be doing something with him, because I've been hearing a lot about him.
This dude's talking about is on NXT last week. He kind of, there's a dude that jobbed for him, but Crews kind of gave him a little bit more offense than what this guy wanted him to. So he's saying he shouldn't have gave up that much.
He should have just squashed him and just bump, 1, 2, 3.
I don't know. I understand why they kind of gave the guy a little bit of offense, because Apollo Crews is they build him as a baby, so you don't want to just – it's kind of hard to build a baby where they just beat the shit out of the guy.
Right, yeah, because I remember as a kid watching the old stuff when they had the baby face. If he was up against a heel jobber, the heel jobber would at least rake their eyes or get something in, because they have to react to a heelish – act.
Yeah.
That's what the face does. So even he's a jobber, the heel jobber has to do something heelish to make the face look like a face.
Exactly.
Right.
So that, I think that's what this guy was going with that. So I'm actually okay with the guy getting a little bit of offense, but at Clifton611, appreciate the tweet to us. At Cordell Kevin, who tweets us every single week religiously. I don't know how good you'll be with this one, Harper,
right?
Like most things. No, I'm just kidding, dude. Jordan and Gable proved they're the future of the tag division. Can't wait to see Finn and Joe plus Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa versus Tyler Breeze and Bull Dempsey. Hey, man, I couldn't agree more. I can't wait to see Finn against Samoa Joe as well. Cordell Kevin, love the New Day Edge and Christian Dudley promo. Hashtag get the tables. Hey, Harper, you were watching Raw last night, man. Come on, tell me what you thought of that.
About New Day?
Yeah.
I like New Day, man. I think they got personality coming out of them. And I love your boy playing the trombone or whatever.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Dude.
That, I mean, he would be a great manager. And,
dude, it's awesome.
Yeah, right. It's, I mean, I find them entertaining to watch, and I hope they don't break them up or separate them, because they're real fun to watch. I mean, they keep me entertained.
Would the House of Harper sign them? I mean, given the opportunity,
sign them, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I know you got big stroke, man. You know, you can write them checks. That's the rumor. That's the rumor. All right. At Cordell Kevin also says, will a Ryback Owens feud help Ryback, or is this the WWE's way of giving up on Ryback and putting the title on Owens?
That's a good that could happen. Doesn't it kind of,
yeah,
like
I agree. Yeah, I think it'd be good to give Owens the IC title, because that's what he's referring to.
Yeah, because it would definitely make that title more relevant. Because I mean, he's a big. I mean, the crowd loves Kevin Owens.
Oh man, they freaking in love
and
with him.
So if they put that belt on him, that would definitely bring the belt up. Just how what happened with John Cena in the U.S. title.
I agree, especially with the run Owens has had recently. I'm a big Kevin Owens fan.
Yeah.
That dude is freaking real. Anybody who listens to this show knows how I feel about it. Owens is the freaking man. I mean, so anything that they do with him going forward, especially if it's going to be with Ryback, I don't have anything against Ryback. I just think
the thing is they've given him so many chances, and it's. When you're just a big old muscle guy, and there's only so much they can do with you.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot more than that, than just a gym rat. And I'm not saying that's all he is. I mean, the guy is a great worker, but it's just Kevin Owens just has so much personality, and he has so much charisma, and he may not look like some guy you see at a Gold's Gym, but he has so much personality, and he can go with anybody.
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 Anybody. Yep.
Because I've been watching him with John Cena, and like, he's not blowing up, nothing.
Nope. For a dude his size,
real,
his body shape,
uh-huh,
whatever you want to call it, he ain't ripped.
Uh-uh.
And then like, I'm not a... You know, he goes out there with the T-shirt and friggin' shorts on,
yeah,
and he's like, screw that, I'm here for a friggin' fight.
I mean, they got, to be honest with you, I think they got too many people like that walking around without gear.
Oh, they do. It should be, and I was guilty of it many years ago, but it should be a select few who actually...
The indies are infested with Eugene wearing fat guys.
And even, but see, let me say, like, this is what I like about Owens, though. He might have the T-shirt and the shorts, but the dude's got wrestling boots on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's got wrestling knee pads.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it works for him,
yeah,
is what I mean. Like, you know, you got, dude, the indies. Man, we ain't want to talk about the indies.
Yeah,
dude. I'm sure
right,
you
right. Yeah, bro, I've seen it, man. I remember going when the first, before Wildcat even started, going to shows with Luke, and I was like, bro, what are we doing here? He's like, I said, can we leave? He's like, no, bro, come on, man. We can't leave. I got to wrestle the main event. I'm like, damn it. Why'd you drag me here, bro?
He drug you to Shitsville,
oh,
right?
Oh, God, yeah.
Shitsville, USA.
Yeah, but they got so many guys. I mean, we have Ambrose kind of looks like a mechanic or something. And I don't know why they can't just put gear on him.
Okay, it's all right for one or two, but, man, you get a whole roster like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, John Cena, I mean, he's been doing that since, what, 10 years? So, I mean, but you got I'm surprised Roman Reigns still dresses like the, you know, the SWAT team gear.
Yeah, he didn't stay with that shit for a long time at this point. Long time.
Uh-huh.
Long time. All right, let me get to the next question. I don't want us to run out of time, but so at Cordell Kevin, same guy, he says, I asked for crazy ideas last night. Listen to this shit. Not that it's shitty, but because I asked for it. And this dude always tweets us. He's a good listener, man. Good fan of ours. Rollins, he says, here's a crazy idea. Rollins cleanly pins Sting and Cena and Sheamus all in the same night, and then enters his feud with Triple H. Like, okay, that is a crazy idea. I think he's talking about Night of Champions.
Yeah, that's a little too crazy, man.
That's off the wall.
Yeah.
But anyway, hey, Kevin, man, I appreciate it. I know you always tweet us, man. Big shout out to you. All right, so next one, at Jesse A.T. Freeman says, dare I say it, New Day reeks of awesome.
They do,
hashtag
man.
Raw. Dude, they are awesome.
Yeah, bro.
Xavier Woods with the trombone.
Dude, they're
hey,
funny,
man.
Think about I mean, they're true
dancing.
Entertainers.
Oh, it's entertainment, dude. It's unreal. You can't even – you know, it was funny, man, when they brought him out. Me and Doc Turner always talk about this on the show. When they first brought him out, they brought him out there with that positivity bullcrap and whatnot. People just took a drizzling shit on it.
Yeah.
Now they're like the most over thing, and people are like, oh, they need more airtime. Like 6 months ago, they were like, take this bullshit off the air.
Yeah, that whole positive stuff, that reminded me of stuff they would have done like, 20, 25 years ago.
1985.
Yeah. And I love how the real big one. What the hell is his name?
Big E.
Yeah, because remember Big E? He was just a big, strong, muscle guy, and he wouldn't let him show any personality, and he seems to be acting more like himself, and he's able to come
out. There wiggling. He's out there wiggling.
Right.
Just dance.
Yeah.
It's funny stuff. Yeah. It's hilarious stuff that he's doing. I give him credit, man. In fact, he's pulling that stuff off.
Yeah.
They're letting him do their thing. That's the good part.
Right. And to be honest with you, 9 out of 10 people, they don't let them be themselves.
No, they don't.
Personality. And that's
what it is.
Someone asked me, who do you think is going to be the next Piper since he died? I said, bro, we may never know. Because Piper was allowed to be Piper.
Yep.
And nowadays, I mean, no one is allowed to take the filter off and just go.
Hey, I don't know if you've have you listened to any of these shows yet?
I listened to one with Della.
Did you listen to the beginning of that one where Rod Price talked about Piper?
I think so, yeah.
He said that. He's like, you know, Vincent Piper had a strained relationship, because he knew Piper.
Yeah.
And he said, man, you know, Piper just did what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
Just to the point you're saying, he just did what he did.
Yeah.
He did what he wanted. You couldn't stop him.
Right. He would just – the filter never – he never put a filter on, and he was able to just be himself, and that's why people hated him.
Hated him.
Dude, as a kid, I thought he was the Antichrist, bro.
He was.
When he kicks in the locker, I was like, where the hell is Hulk Hogan at, man?
It's true.
Yeah.
Oh, man. No, you a Hulkamaniac, too?
Oh, yeah, bro. I mean, people are like, oh, he's a racist and all that. I said, come on, man. You know, I'm not supposed to like Hulk Hogan now because
dude,
stupid he said I don't know when the hell that was, 5, 6, 7 years ago.
But, dude, he – well, we're talking about the Hulkamania thing, though, man. Like, that was a freaking stupid Hulkamania.
Dude, I had the lunchbox. I had the toys. I had all that stuff.
All that bullshit.
I remember when Earthquake broke his ribs as a kid, I remember thinking, I wish he would just die. I hated Earthquake, bro. I wish he would just like, I would look in the paper and see Earthquake die. I'd be like, yes.
Right, right. Good way for the like, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
I hate him. Dude, I hated the Iron Sheik because of what he would do to Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Just dumb stuff.
Yeah.
All right, well, let me go to the next one. Uh-huh. I got at NF Strangers says the good. I asked for the good and bad from last night. He goes, the good Edge and Christian segment was good, and that's the New Day segment, obviously. Sasha Banks winning, of course. Yeah, I think most people love Sasha.
Yeah.
The trombone segment, which we've talked about many times already. The bad was mostly everything else, and the Rusev drama especially. Hey, man, what you thought about that Rusev segment with Summer Rae?
I didn't see too much of it.
It was a snooze fest. God. It wasn't Rusev's fault. The Summer was out. Dude, the fans were like, boring, boring. It was, oh, God.
Yeah,
was
the problem, he's at a gimmick to where, I mean, it's, I just hope they don't turn him into a comedy act. Cause that's
oh, no. I hope they don't do that.
I mean, that's
man.
What's next.
Oh, don't tell me that.
When they start dancing and all that kind of. I mean, didn't he have some other big old Russian dude a couple of years ago?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. What's his name? Luke worked him on a show one time.
Right. He was a big old monster.
Kozlov?
Right, yeah, something like that. And then he made him a tag team with Santino.
Yeah.
He was a comedy act. And that's what I'm. And they did the same thing with the Funkasaurus.
Yeah, they sure did.
Yeah, with him and A-Train.
Yeah.
Comedy act, and that's what happens when it's you're the big guy, and it seems okay. We don't know what to do with him.
And then you know the worst part about that? When they make you the comedy act, you can't get out of it.
Right, you're stuck, and you can't go back to being a big. Badass anymore because
you get pigeonholed, man.
Yeah,
and you're stuck in it. You're mm-hmm. just stuck. Let me move along. At NF Strangers also says I loved that I was. This is funny because I feel this way sometimes. I love that I was able to fast forward through it on my DVR and turn a 3-hour show into 30 minutes.
Yeah, for real, huh?
Dude, you got a point, and that's not a knock on WWE. Actually, we've talked about this a lot on this show.
Yeah,
man, it's just. 3 hours is too much.
Dude, you could be the biggest wrestling fan, bro, and it's like 3 hours.
Dude.
I got stuff to do, bro.
This the thing. It's not like an indie show that's 3 hours
right.
or 2 hours. It's not like a pay-per-view that's 3 hours, which happens once a month. This is every Monday night.
And nothing irritates me more is when they go to a commercial during a match.
Oh,
I hate
geez.
That crap, bro.
Oh, God, that's the worst.
Yeah.
I agree. I agree. Okay, this is the one that's going to get a lot of questions, get a lot of talk from you and I. So,
right.
And I'm glad it was one of the top ones. It says, what do you think about the guy? This is from Ron on Facebook. He says, what do you think about the guy that ran onto the ramp when
dude.
Rollins came out? So I know you wanted to take a shit on that dude. So
bruh,
I'll let you go first.
They should have took his damn
question.
Head off, bro. They should have. Because if you watch it, Seth Rollins is just looking like, what the hell? And then he just keeps on going. And then the camera goes to Cena. And Cena is telling Primetime, get back. And then it goes to the ref. And the ref is just kind of, you know, moving the guy to the side. I said, man, if that was 10, 15 years ago, and that was Steve Austin as the champion, he would have took that guy's head off, man.
Dude, that dude would have got hit with 40 stunners
for real.
And 40 middle.
And then the people in the ring, his opponents, they would have broke character and said, bro. They would have been on him too, man. And it's I think one of the reasons why. You had that incident. You had the one with Dean Ambrose, and you had the psycho dude at the performance center that got shot.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And it is because there's so much with social media and everything, the fans have so much more access to these people than the way me and you did as kids, because it was kayfabe was alive and well, and as a kid I didn't know Hulk Hogan's real name was Terry, you know.
No, right. Nobody did,
and I just assumed, yeah, he's from Venice Beach, California. No, he's from Tampa, Florida, and so I mean, you fed what they fed you, and you just went along with it, and now I mean, you Google John Cena, there he is on his social media, and you can Twitter him and kind of, I mean, he won't respond, but I mean, you can send him messages and all this kind of stuff, and it's gotten to the point where the mystique has kind of worn off to where people don't see him as these menacing professional wrestlers. They see him as kind of like celebrities to where they can hop over a railing and nothing's going to happen to them.
You hit the nail on the head.
And they're seen as elaborate celebrities more than as professional wrestlers. I mean, God, imagine if a fan jumped over the rail and tried to go to a Piper back in the day, bro. I mean,
oh,
good God, dude.
Would have got cream.
Right. Or the Flair or the Arn Anderson or something back in the day, bro. I mean, and I think, bro, seriously, I think if you start knocking these people's heads off, they might stop. but they're worried about getting sued.
Hey, I mean, dude, I don't know if that's so much it as much as it's just like the guys just haven't been taught like to knock the person's head off. And I told you the story on Facebook yesterday. I was at a show in like 96. Like, I had just started. Iceman King Parsons, yes, from World Class Championship Wrestling.
I remember him.
Was on an indie show.
Gentleman Chris Adams and all that back in the day.
Yes. Chris was on this card. Man, this was like one of my first shows. Man, you talk about Star Trek Harper.
Bro,
I used to watch that
every Sunday night, bro, on Channel 6.
Yep, Channel 6 in New York, 10:35 p.m. I know. Dude, I'm right there with you, man. Yeah, I'm right there with you. But Iceman, so this guy jumps the barricade, and I want to say he had a wrestling mask on. I can't remember, man. You know, that's 20 years ago now.
Yeah.
The dude jumps a barricade. Iceman threw one right hook.
Done.
Poof. The dude's knees buckled like he had been shot in the ass with a tranquilizer. He crumbled like just to the ground. And Iceman walked in the back, said, "I bet you that damn fool will never do that again, brother."
Uh-huh.
So that's to your point. Like, man, it was kind of funny because Seth just turned and he like looked at him like,
"What the hell?
What the fuck?"
And then he just keeps on making his way to the ring, like, "All right, whatever."
Dude, I thought it was part of the show at first. I did, because he didn't do nothing.
Right, because he just walked, and he's like, "What the hell?" And then, all right, what the hell was that? And then you see John Cena, he starts reacting to it. I was like, "What the hell? A fan?" And then you see the ref holding him back, and then it goes back to Seth Rollins in the ring, and he's kind of throwing his arms up, and he's like, "Come on, man, what the hell?"
I mean, come on, dude. We want to get this stupid motherfucker that's running out of Seth. Damn.
I don't know, bro, but whoever in charge of their security, I don't know, maybe they ought to be future endeavored because, I mean, that's twice in what, a month?
Twice. You hit the nail on the head. That's twice now. It's just crazy, man. I mean, it's like, dude, what the hell, man? Like, come on now.
I mean, I'll be honest. Dude, if I was one of them divas, I might be a little scared, bro, because –
No shit. Me
too. I mean,
too.
People are crazy, bro, and they're hot, very attractive young woman.
Female.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know how these people are. I mean, someone jumps a railing and tries to do something, bro. So.
Dude, I can't even imagine. Can't imagine.
Yeah.
But, man, no. I'm glad we talked about that because that's some crazy stuff, man. WWE got to get that crap under control.
Yeah.
They got to get it under control. They got to get that under wraps. All right, so I got a couple more Facebook ones. Colby from Facebook says, appreciate the comment on the post, Colby. You didn't even send a message. You just commented on it. Xavier Woods playing Final Fantasy victory theme on a trombone has been a theme tonight. He's about the fifth person that said that. Yeah. I totally agree. He said it was the greatest moment in wrestling history. I'm not going to say it was the greatest moment in wrestling history.
Oh, yeah, it was, man. The hell at WrestleMania 3.
Screw WrestleMania 3. It was the
Hogan
greatest
who?
Moment.
Andre what? Hogan. Nah, bro, the freaking trombone, bro.
Andre? Is somebody named the Giant?
Ooh, man, come on, man.
Shit. Stone Cold who? Yeah. Austin. Did what? Did a truck? Nah. Maybe you would. Oh. No. Colby, for real, man. Appreciate the question, man, or thought. That was it was a damn good moment. Actually, it was one of the better ones on the episode last night, because last night was a snooze fest. Well, another one from Brant's. Oh, God. God, Brant. This dude's screwing with me right now with this question. He goes, can we get a Total Divas update from you since
God,
you
bro.
Say that's the best book show that WWE has?
Hey, you know what I love about Total Divas?
Wait, Harper, you watch it?
No, bro. No, I don't watch that stuff, bro. I'm a grown-ass man, bro. I don't watch that stuff.
Grown-ass man, dude. I watch it. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, I got to, man. I'm blaming it on my wife. I'm blaming it on
and
my wife.
And I love how people think that is totally Divas. It's all real. But they said, well, you know, a wrestling's fake. I said, that's the same product. It's just packaged different to a different audience. It's the same shit.
I have tweeted it out a million times from my personal Twitter, from the show page Twitter, and my personal Facebook. Total Divas is the best product that WWE has on TV. And I don't mean that in a bad way. But people that think that ain't a work, something wrong with them.
Yeah, bro. Dude, and I love how they have these little private conversations, and there's the camera guy there.
Oh, the camera guy just happens. Yeah. It's not a work. The camera guy just happens to be there.
Yeah.
Just, you know, come on.
Yeah,
now.
Man, Summer Rae's got to go, man. She has to go. Oh, wait, there's a camera right next to us. Yeah, fuck that bitch. Oh, yeah.
But it's crazy. People be like, oh, no, she didn't. I'm like, it's a work. It stays.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's one of the best. I'm telling you, man.
It goes to show you, bro. I mean, you can still get over on people.
It is, dude. It ain't no joke. No joke. Andrew from Facebook says, I enjoyed it, talking about Raw. It felt like a house show, though. The main event was interesting, but didn't really grab me. But it was enjoyable. I'd probably say the same thing, Andrew.
Yeah.
Harold on Facebook. Okay, this is a good one for you, Harper, because you like to talk. I mean, you do these Wildcat, you know, the web show and whatnot, and you're a talker. So your thoughts on the 15-minute pointless promo by Seth Rollins at the beginning of the show last night, if you saw it.
I didn't see it, but that's a lot of wasted time, man. 15, but no one's going to sit through that, bro.
Dude, the crowd was like sitting on their hands.
Bro, it's 15 minutes. You can't shoot a promo in 15 minutes. I mean, Piper couldn't even do it. I mean, someone that really can do it. Dude, that's a long time to have people going, bro. Where's the wrestling?
You gotta be having that's gotta be a conversational promo for it to even last that long. You
gotta 15 minutes, dude. That's a long damn time.
No, that's what I'm saying. You have to have two really, really good people.
That's a quarter of an hour.
No shit. Damn, where'd you get that education from? Nah, I'm kidding what you do.
Royce King High School.
I hate you. Hey, nah, that's a long ass time.
I mean, I would have to have a chair to ring, bro, if I had to just sit there for 15 minutes shooting a promo.
Oh, nah, it's true. All right, this is, I think this is the last one. So, I got two more. This is from Pete on Facebook. He says, I think Doc and Mike lied to us with their diplomatic feelings on Sheamus and Orton. They both probably secretly enjoy this feud. So please tell us, oh, great ones, Mike and Doc, what your thought of was on their match last night. So just so you know, Harper, like, we didn't really bury Sheamus and Orton. We just were like, we're kind of tired of seeing that match because we've seen it 100 times.
Yeah.
And they roll it out there one more time. So Doc and I were complaining about it. But anyway, this guy seems to think we we like secretly love this. And I'm like, not really. It just, I didn't think nothing about it. It was just a same match. I've probably seen it a million times. Two really, really good guys, two really good workers, but I don't know. I mean, I didn't really think much of it.
I love Randy Orton as a heel, man. I wish they would have kept him as a heel.
That's one of the best statements I've heard.
I mean, he gets it. I mean,
yeah.
he's a perfect heel, man.
Yeah.
And Shane is running the stuff on his beard. God.
Say that again.
That stuff on his beard.
What stuff? You talking about Sheamus?
Yeah.
Oh, that shit. I mean, I understand that he's supposed to be a heel, so he wants to look crazy. And it kind of works, because, I mean, you know, the fans are yelling, you look stupid.
You're right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it makes you hate him.
I'm good with that.
I guess it's like when Piper wore a kilt and it's, you know, you got a dress on.
Oh, especially back in the day,
yeah.
Dude. Kilt? Man,
yeah.
They took shit on him. But, nah, Orton, I agree, man. Orton was a real good heel. I'm not a fan of him in a babyface.
No. He was a perfect heel.
Hey, before I forget, I'm gonna let you do this before I get through these last couple questions. What you got going on Friday night? Because you were yapping about that, and I'm like, I don't want to forget. So
yeah, Friday night we'll be in J.D. Meisler Middle School on Cleary, that's in Metairie, Louisiana. It's basically the outskirts of New Orleans, and a Wildcat has a show there called Never Forget, and it's gonna be freaking awesome. We got, of course, we got Luke Hawks there. He's always there. And we got
Brian Kendrick, Sanjay.
Right,
Perry.
Right. Yep.
7:30, right?
At 7:30.
I can't remember.
And we got Bestia's going to be there with the Revolution title, I believe. We're going to have Mike Dell, Buku Dow, Carlos Sicaro. I mean, it's going to be off the chain, so.
You going to be causing any commotion?
I will. Take a wild guess, Tinkerbell. What you think?
Tinkerbell. I don't know. I won't be there. I'll have to get an update from somebody. But I'll probably say you'll be causing a little bit of a ruckus.
I'll be there making my presence known. I can tell you that.
Okay. I know you had some choice words for the poor luchadors at the on one of the shows I was looking at on YouTube. I mean, that was some mean shit, man. God damn.
I'm sorry, man, but they get on my nerves sometimes.
Damn.
I think every day is Halloween in Mexico, apparently. They all wear a mask or they paint their damn faces.
Jesus Christ. Oh, shit. God, man, what am I going to do with you with this? I hear you, man. Damn. Oh, goodness. If you haven't checked out Harper lately or at all, you might want to check out Wildcat Sports on YouTube because he's got some choice words in some of his commentary that he does on their web show.
It set me out on Facebook and on that, Chris Harper. I'm on Instagram as... Hard Body Harper. So,
hey, you on Twitter too? You on Twitter.
I'm on Twitter, bro. I think it's CJH Who That is my Twitter, bro. And to be honest with you, I couldn't tell you the last time I clicked on Twitter. I just got bored with it. I couldn't. I mean, it's just,
Not a Twitter guy. He's a Facebook guy.
Yeah, Facebook and Instagram for the most part.
He's a big asshole at the Wildcat show, just so you know.
Whatever, bro.
I ain't mad at you, man. You're just doing your job, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta do what you got to do. All right, so before we wrap this puppy up, let's see. Two more. We got They May Have Well as called Monday Night Rollins instead of Monday Night Raw. This Raw was disgracefully bad. If this was a TNA show, people would be clamoring even louder about how terrible this Raw was. I can't disagree with you, Tammy, on that one. That was pretty much the case. It was kind of boring. You know, good thing they make DVRs where you can get through it in 30 minutes.
Yeah, for real. I mean, just 3 hours, man.
Dude, 3 hours. Dude, I barely can watch a Saints game for three hours.
Yeah, for real. And imagine, I wonder how much time in that 3 hours is actually wrestling.
About
20 minutes?
Nah, 30 minutes. 30, maybe.
You think it's a half an hour?
Yeah, I think they get a half an hour out of it.
Yeah.
And they stretch it to about an hour with the promos and stuff.
Yeah.
I ain't lying, man. There was one night I was sitting there, and this is probably about 2-3 weeks ago, because, man, I got kids. I got a wife. I can't sit down for 3 hours every freaking Monday. I got a DVR.
Tell them.
I'm a grown-ass man, dog. Call me no delicious. I'm a grown-ass man. Shit, I got to use the fast forward button, dog. For real. But anyway, dude, I'm fast forwarding through it, man. I got through that shit in about 50 minutes or something like that. I mean, it is what it is. All right, speaking of football, while we're talking about the Saints, because I get heat with that, because Doc's a fucking Cowboy fan, man.
Oh, God, where's he from?
He's from Texas. He's from Dallas,
man.
Oh,
Lord.
I know, man. Dude, he's going to listen to this, so if you want to cut a promo, he won't get mad.
Hey, bro, pick a good team.
Pick
a good team, bro. Tony Romo is garbage.
Did you see that meme recently? I hate to get off the topic of wrestling. The meme it's the referee that's female, the female ref, and she's talking to another female, and the other female. This is politically incorrect, but it's my show, so I'm gonna say it. I'm not condoning this activity, so no one hold this against me. The one female tells the female ref, "Hey, you got any extra tampons?" And she tells the lady back, "I don't, but you might want to check with Tony Romo." Again, let me repeat. I don't condone that. I'm because I know I got females that listen to the show. It's a joke on Tony Romo, not on you.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so kiss off.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, last question. This is from Don on Facebook. He says, this is right at me. The NFL kicks off Thursday night. The question for Mike will be this: will you be watching the NFL or SmackDown? What about you?
Yes.
Well, like, here's the thing. Here's why they asked that, Harper, because, like, I cut promos on the NFL. Uh-huh. The NFL really pisses me off. Like, I'm really good friends with Rod Price, and Rod Price for 20 years told me the NFL was a work, and I needed to, like, get over it.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, yeah, he's like, it's not real, dude. He said, you're just falling for the banana in the tailpipe.
I've heard people say that too,
dude. So anyway, I've been on this promo cut lately where it's like, nah, man, the NFL is a work. It's a work. So that's why the dude's asking this, if I'm really gonna watch the NFL or SmackDown. Truth be told, I'm undecided. I got kids, man. I'm a grown ass man, dog. I might not be able to watch either. Fuck.
Well, who's playing?
So I don't even know. Oh, the Patriots.
People gonna see that just because to see what they do without Tony and Romo. I mean, not Tony.
No, he's playing. Brady's playing.
I thought he got suspended. He.
Oh no, they he won in court and he's playing now.
Oh, I thought he was suspended just for one game.
No. He won. He won.
They completely wiped it clean. Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, the devil, Roger Goodell.
I need his attorney, bro. Damn.
Oh, dude, I need his attorney,
for
too.
Real.
I mean, you know, he can shrink his balls and get off. So that's a legit question. So, I don't know. I don't know. I got to see what one of my kids got.
I think they're playing Pittsburgh, I think, huh?
Pittsburgh and New England.
Yeah.
Man. Anyway, I mean, I'm not clamoring. Dude, Thursday night, y'all work out, right? You ain't watching that.
Yeah. We got Wildcat on Tuesday, Thursdays, and on Saturday mornings.
Yeah, so yeah, you ain't watching that. You ain't got no time for
football,
man.
Yeah, be honest with you, I couldn't tell you last time I watched SmackDown.
Dude, I catch it every now and then, and it's always on DVR.
Yeah,
it's one of them days where I'm like, I'm off on a weekend, and
right?
I'm like,
and there's nothing to do. And it's like, all right, SmackDown.
There you go. And when you got a 10-year-old, you tend to probably watch it at some point because, like, you know, he's a big fan.
That's cool.
That type of stuff happens.
Yeah.
So Doc will answer that question next week if he tuned in or not. Hey, that's all I got though, man. Harper, you got anything else, man? I know you already plugged your Twitter, well, your Facebook and whatnot.
Yeah, that's it, bro. Just come out on the 11th on Friday and come check out Wildcat with a show in Meisler Middle School. And if you want to know the details about it, click on Wildcat's Facebook page. It's Wildcat. With a K, and all the infos should be sitting there waiting for you.
Yeah, it's all there, man. You know that if anybody's been listening to the show, they know I usually plug. I plug Wildcat. I plug a couple of other promotions that have been in touch with me and want to get plugged.
Yeah,
I don't have a problem doing it. I always say it all the time, man. If you just reach out to me, half the time I'll plug you, unless you're running in Shittsville, USA.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I mean, yeah. So whatnot, but hey, Harper, man, I appreciate you joining me. And it's you helped me out on a day when Doc Turner turned his back on me and said that he didn't feel like coming on a show and cutting promos on our worthless questions.
We should fire him.
I want to. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna bring me. I'm gonna bring you back again, and then it'll be me, you, and him. We'll do a 3-man booth deal, and yeah, you can kind of join the mix with us. But I'll repeat. Doc said, I need a brain break from answering some of these idiotic questions that are asked. Therefore, I'm taking this week off and possibly next as well to get back my mental sanity. These stupid questions that people like Adam ask weekly are making me mentally irregular.
Man.
That's an awesome freaking line there, dude.
Mentally irregular.
You could actually freaking use that.
I might use that. Every time I hear Luke Hawks talks, I get mentally irregular.
Holy shit. Luke, if you listen, which I don't know if you do.
I told Luke he should have a shirt that says huge freaking ego, man. That's what
he did. Oh, God, that would fit in perfect. Hey, huge freaking ego on the front. I'm an asshole on the back.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. Oh, man. But, yeah, fans, we appreciate y'all tuning in again this week, man. As always, check us out on Facebook.com/BookingTheTerritory. We're on Twitter at @BTT_podcast. My personal Twitter at @Mike504Saints. Follow us. Make sure you tweet us each week. Tweet us those questions, thoughts. We'll cover them on the show. We appreciate y'all tuning in. Unfortunately, Doc is not here tonight, so I'm going to say for Mike and Harper and Doc, if he comes back, book it. Chill, just show you how I live now. Tell me haters ain't that fun. Hell yeah.